The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. It begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's marvelous, exciting Daf in Masechet Menachot is Daf Yud Zayin. And we are ready to begin on Tet Zayin on the Beit, up at the two dots. That's about a third of the way up or so. And our next question, we've been dealing with a perek full of tsirufim. What type of issues are mitztaref one with the other? And one thing that we did not consider is the tsiruf within the same aveda. We discussed different avedas, different objects of pigo. But how about the tsiruf to a kezayis within the same aveda that is done in separate pieces? So let's say that you end up doing the entire pigo, but you do it sumsum by sumsum. So hiktir sumsum lechol sumsum. So now, there you are with your komets, and you're maktir one sumsum of the komets at a time, having in mind to eat one sumsum chutz lizman, of the shiraim. And you keep doing this achikala komets kulo. Rav Chista, Rav Amnuna, Rav Sheshes, we have three opinions. Chad amar pigo, so one holds it's pigo mamish, and it's chiv karet. V'chad amar pasul, and it's only a psul de rabbanan. V'chad amar kasher. Now, it appears that this is precisely the machloket that we've had before between three shitot. Lema mandiyama pigo, if you hold that it's pigo, so apparently that would be like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that you could be mafago with a chatzi matir. So here, each sumsum, the sumsum of the kemetz, is the equivalent of a chatzi matir, and therefore, libet Rabbi Meir, it's pigo mamash. Okay, that would be one approach. And then the Mandi Amar, which says that it's possible, they hold like the Rabbanan, who say that there's no pigo b'chatzi matir, but that's only regave a chiev of karet, but it's certainly possible min Rabbanan. And then the Mandi Amar says it's kosher mamash. That, if you recall, was Rebbe Shita. He is the only one who said that it's kosher. And that's where there was an attempted tsiruf from the Shnei Kivsei Atzeret. So over there he said, look, each one of them acts independently, and it's mamish kosher, not even exer derabbanan. Remember we discussed why exactly it would be that he wouldn't be gezer, the way Rabbi Yosef was gozer, the way the Chachamim were gozer. But in any event, that's a simple reading, which the Gemara says. I mean, it's such a simple reading that there's no reason to read it that way. Mimani, what for? Dilma. Rabbi Meir may very well hold that in this particular case it's not pigul, because over there where he says mechashvim and echatzi matir, that's because it was the full shear of the chatzi matir. It was just in the kovetz, not in levina, or vice versa. But who's to say that a sumsum would be sufficient to be considered to be a maisav haktara before? Furthermore, where did the Rabbanan say that it's possible? That's where it was only a chatzi matir. But that's dafke the lo chashu be bekulei matir. Well, look at the chashu be bekulei matir over here, where you end up now doing the entire thing. So you do both, you could do with the comments and the Lavona this way, and that's the kolam matir, but subsum by subsum is the issue. So maybe the Rabbanan would be made of that over here, would be a pigul mamash. So achinami the pogya. V'yatkan lo kolamar, Rebbe, hatam. What Rebbe was talking about over there has nothing to do with this case. Rebbe was talking about where the lohadar mal yamato avodah. You never had one matir that was acting on one object to the full shear. Mashenkin, in this case, you ended up continuing to do the kemetz until you finished the whole thing. And it was all done by pigo, but with 100,000 different machshavot, but they were all pigo. So it was mal yamato avodah. So maybe Rebbe would also be made that it's possible or pigo. What do I know? But it has nothing to do with that machloket. Therefore, I say that the issue over here is completely independent of any of those issues. In Mandiyama Pigol, that Mandiyama could be going according to any of the three above Shitot, Rabbi Meir, Rabbonan, Rebbe. As a matter of fact, Man Diomer Posel could be going according to any above three Shitot, and the Man Diomer Kasher could be going according to any of the three Shitot, okay? Now here's what the issue really is involved. So Man Diomer Pigo could be going like Divrei Yaakov, because all he says is, look, there's nothing different about this case than any normal Pigo. So what are you saying? That you did it little by little? No. So you never heard of eating little by little? You never heard of Akhtar little by little? Who's to say that there's anything wrong with that? The question over here is, and this of course is the reason that we discuss it in terms of sumsum by sumsum, as opposed by chatzizayit and so on, because this is not the normal derech of achila. It's not the derech of haktar. He says, nonetheless, what's the nafkamina chatzizayit and the sumsum? The bottom line is, you're eating it little by little. It's just a little strange, but you know, it's still called derech achila bekach, the derech haktara bekach. Therefore, both the act of the pigel and the object of the pigel is very standard. So what's the problem? So it's certainly would be if you have a pigo, whether it needs to be talking about both the kagetz and the levina, according to the chachomim, or whether according to Rabbi Meir, it could even be the chatzim. That's irrelevant. We're not talking about that. We're talking about amounts here. We're not going to talk about in what. Okay. So it's both derech achila and derech haktara. Fine. The man diarma that says it's possible, it's also going to. So he holds. Look, it may be derech achila b'ka, and therefore the object is a kosher object of pigo, but it's not the derech haktara b'kach, and therefore you never did the haktara. If you have a mincha which you didn't bring the kemet, so then it's aser to eat, it's pasul. And therefore he's saying pasul, not because it's zera derabonin or anything, but simply because it's a kemet that was never mukta to the kemet. A mincha without a haktara zakomet. So have like a mincha shlo huktra. Mandi arma kosher holds, that's according to everybody, he holds, look, it's perfectly derech haktara. Therefore you did the kemet. So you're saying, if I did the kemet, it's pigo? No, because there was no makshevas achila. Because achila, of sumsum by sumsum, is not considered a modality of achila. Therefore, there was no makshevas pigo in the first. Amre Harifa de Pumpadisi, you remember that it was Aifa and Avimi, the children of Rechava, that were called the Harifa de Pumpadita. So they said a very fascinating thing. Now this closure of the perek that really revolves around the different types of tzirufim and the two main issues of whether a matir could be mefagel a matir and whether we could be mefagel and b'chatzi matir, which are completely unrelated issues, actually ends with some very new ways of looking at those issues. Remember, we've been assuming all along that the question of a matir being a fagel a matir and the question of ein mefagel and b'chatzi matir is rather straightforward. No matir could be mefagel a matir. In other words, if you're kemetz, the mincha, and you're going to utilize now the kemetz in order to be mefagel the levina. So your makshava will be the aktarat levona instead of the aktarat hakomet. So then that would be a matir that's trying to be mefagel a matir, because the levina is a matir that is separate from the keteres. Similar to the shleikiv se'at seret, where a makshava in one of the kvasim, as Rabbana pointed out at the end of the Mishnah, is not going to be mefagel the other keves. So if you have in mind to, you shecht one keves amanat to eat the other keves, it's irrelevant, because the other keves, chutzizmane, has nothing to do with this matir. So we thought, naively, that was even b'negea, the act of haktorah. In other words, if I makter the kemetz almanat to be makter the levina, the same thing. If you hold the ein makter mefagelas amater, that's no good. Furthermore, if you hold that ein mefagel mechatzi matir, you lamaisa are going to be mefagel in such a case a chatzi matir, because you're using the kemetz as the mefagel, and it happens to be the levina would be the object, but that does it. You're still only being mefagel with a chatzi matir, which is the kemetz. Come along the Harife, the Pumpadito are very Harife, you know. And they point out that actually, and we're going to see that this is okay, both questions, remarkably, the way we set up the Gemara, they say that Haktara can be Mefagelet Haktara. In other words, the Haktara of the Kemetz can be Mefagel by having in mind to do a Mice of Haktara of the Levena Chutzuzman. And even though we say that normally, ein matir mefagelet hamatir, this is a different case, okay? Because even according to Rabbanan, well, ein mefagel b'chatzi matir, that's only in a case where ani mileicha dechishev be'bishirayim, where you're talking about a machshava on the shirayim. So then the levaina is untouched by this. The relationship is of the kemetz to the shirayim. And what about the levaina? The levaina hasn't been affected in any way, not as the act of the mefagel and not as the object of the pingel. And since the levaina b'milta kaima, so they are the ein mefagel b'chatzi matir. What about the other question of ein matir mefagel samatir? That's a different issue we're going to discuss later on, which is that it's because in this case they were nikba b'chad mona, which the Gemara discussed earlier. And let's wait until we get there because there's obvious problems with that since the Rabbanim were mechalek on Rav Yossi in the first Mishnah. Let's wait off on that. But even according to the Bandi Omar holds, ein matir b'faglas hamatir, this is not a problem of ein b'faglam b'chadzi matir. Let's ignore the other question for a moment. Why not? Because the brilliant sfora of the Charif de Pupadita is that in the case where you were mechashev on a levaina, so then that means that the levaina now became the object of appeal. And the din of ein mefaglam b'chatzi matir was only said where the other matir was unaffected by the machshava. But in this case, where the object of the machshava is the levaina, and the act of the machshava is in the kemet, so then you can't call that mechatzi matir because the levaina is part of the pingel. A remarkable contention. So they're extending the din of where it would be an involvement of a matir, even towards the object of the pingel. And therefore, it's ki'ilu, k'moda chashebe v'kula matir dam, which is equivalent of having a machshava both on the kemetz and levaina, and therefore even the Rabbanu would be made in this case. Again, there's two separate issues here. Don't get confused between one and the other. There's obviously the problem of a kemetz being mefagel levaina. That's a separate question of matir, mefagel matir, which we'll get to. But then there's the other question, but what if you're only according to the Rabbanu and you're only being mefagel with the kemetz? That's what we're talking about right now. To be mefagel with the kemetz is indeed possible here because it's affecting the levaina. On my Rava, says Rava, well, I mean, isn't that obvious, really, from the whole call that we had back in the first paragraph? This is obvious, because it says in the klal of pigel, to zaklal, kol ha-komates, we have any of the four issues. Kemates, noten bekli, melech, or makter. So if one does any of those four avodot ha-mincha to either of the following two possible objects, lechol davar shedarko lechol, or laktir davar shel darko laktir, in either of the following two possible dimensional violations, space or time, chutz lemekoma would be posvei mokoret, chutz ismanos pigel v'chayom lavkoret. So we have four with the object of two in two types of violation. Now, that certainly sounds like any of the above mixed in any way. If it's any of the above mixed anyway, the following four for any of the two objects. Okay, fine. The four for any of the two objects equals kol ha-maktir ha-menat la-ktir davar shadarko la-ktir. Chutz l'zmano. Number four of A, number two of B, and number two of C. Nice combination. Well, that equals what you just said. You're being maktir the kemetz ha-menat la-ktir the levana. And it says over here, spigel, chevel of karei, nu. I mean, certainly we're not going to start saying, well, when it came to number four, it didn't include number two. Right? I mean, l'chora, A4 and B2 and C2, which is what we're saying over here, is just as good as A1. So, ma'la v'aktor demira hanach ma'anach ben l'cho ben l'akir. Look, we're agreed that the first three would be for any object at all, either the object of achilat adam, or the object of haktara on the mizbeach, which of course here by a mincha leaves us no choice but to consider this to be the levaina as the object. Bein lecho, bein laktir, right? So that's what you just said. You just said that haktara mefagel ad haktara. This is a trivial statement of the brilliant Charif de Pupadita. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Maybe hanach bein lecho, bein laktir. It could be that the first three, indeed, of section A are to either A or B, and maybe haktara was thrown in, and it would be only lechol, because it would relate to the shirayim. But lahaktir, where it's relating to the levona, maybe lahaktir lo, I don't know. I mean, it could very well be that there it would not actually work. So it's by no means obvious. Yotiv Rabbanashev Argadek Hamedah Abaye, Yotiv Kamishmeter of Chista,
In fact, we find that Rav Chisda was quoted by Rav Menashe Bar Gada in front of Abaya as saying exactly the opposite. That actually, in haktara mefagelet haktara. Now, again, on the surface, this seems to be simply a question of ein hamatir mefagelet hamatir. Because he wants to say, afil the Rebbe Meir Domer mefaglin b'chatzi matir. And therefore, forget about the brilliance of the original statement in which I'm involving the Levena, and therefore it's not called the chatzi matir. Even according to Rebbe Meir, who holds you don't even need that, and you could be mefagl b'chatzi matir, it would still not be a valid machshav of pigul. Why? Because animil dehechid chashiv be b'shiraim. You can only be mechashim on the shirayim because the kemetz is the matter of the shirayim. But the kemetz is not the matter of the levena. We already saw that the levena and the kemetz are not hooked up in series, they're hooked up in parallel to the shirayim. So if there's no kemetz, you can still bring the levena. And therefore, in this case, ein ha-haktara mefagelet haktara. You know, therefore, since there's a lot of matter of the levena, what possible effect could it have? Lo matzi mefagel be. Omalei Abaye. So Abaye said to Rav Menashe Bar Gada, you're quoting Rav Chisda. Was it Animari? Please, Rebbe, tell me the truth. Was it Mishmei de Rav in the end? In other words, because Rav Chisda used to quote Rav a lot. You just quoted Rav Chisda. Was this said by Rav? Omalei? It was indeed said by Rav. And Itmar Nami. Om Rav Chisda, Omar Rav. In Haktara Mefagelet Haktara. In fact, you cannot be mefagel haktara. And Om Rav Yaakov Bar Yidmish Meidei Abayi Afanana Mitanina. Isn't that the case in the Mishnah? Now here, of course, we're going to the other issue. Of Ein Hamatir Mefagelet Hamatir. So if you were Shachat Echad Ben Hakvasim Lechomi Menon Lamachar, in that case, U Pigu V'Chavero Kasher. But if Lechomi Chavero Lamachar, Shneim Haksherim. My time, Lav mishum de kivan de lav matir di dehu lo matzim mefagobe. Since one keves is not the matir of the other keves, because they're both hooked up to the shtealechem in parallel, exactly the same way that the levena and the kevets are hooked up to the shiraim, so they're hooked up in parallel, they don't have any impact on the other one. And therefore you can't be mefagobet. Now, this sounds extremely naive. Because we've been through all of this in the beginning of the parak. We explained the difference between the case of the Shnei Kvasim or the Rabbanan, were made of the name Matir Befagel HaSamatir, and why it was that Rabbi Yossi would hold that the case of the Levena, that case is something of it. And there he says, Meida Rabbi Yossi, there I want you to know, I would be Meida. And it's possible that you would be able to, that was our opening Mishnah. And there we didn't use the word Haktara on Haktara, we used Matir on a Matir. Meir Rabbi Yosef is Eshuhu Pigo, in this case, even though, because we want to make sure that you don't think that it's because of Chatzi Matir, but Rabbi Yosef holds, in a case where you're trying to be Maktir, the Kemetz, in order Lahakir Levonata Lamachar, which is this case, right? The only difference is that there it's hakemetz, it's tamincha. And over here it's lahaktir, it's maktir hakemetz lahaktir. So there's a number of very troubling issues. The Gemara has already distinguished between this case and the case of the Shnei Kvasim. What was the difference? As the Gemara said there, the case of the Levena was where it was nikba b'kli, together, correct? And therefore, the Rabbanan said the kviyas of the Levena together with the Kemetz and Shirayim makes it all one thing. Vashenke, the Shnei Kvasim, are not kvuin together. And therefore, in that case, it would be Ein Matir Befagel HaSamatir. So why are we going over all of this now? Furthermore, why are we changing our language? All of a sudden, we're talking about Haktara is Mefagelet Haktara. Just say the question. You want to talk about the same issue we spoke about for some reason? Talk about it with the same words that we used before. Is a Matir Mefagel HaMatir or not? Now, obviously, there's a different issue over here. We're going to have to figure out what that is. Now, there are some suggestions by the Shita. But in any event, let's just first see how the Gemara actually does say what we already know. The Gemara answers, Lo, ha'atam hudalo ikba b'chad mona, aval ha'chad ikba b'chad mona kichadom. Since in this case it was kavua altogether, therefore it's not necessarily the equivalent of Shachat Echad Min HaKvasim. So in the case, you want to bring me a raya that Shachat Echad Min HaKvasim, it cannot affect the other one. Okay, that's because it's not only because it's not its matir, it's because it has no connection to it. It's not one thing. Masha'in came, the case of the Levena and the Kemetz was all hukpa b'mona, so maybe over there Haktorah would be able to be Mefaral Haktorah. Again, is this, why did we say before that according to Rabbi Yossi, indeed this is a difference for Matir, Mefago, Matir, and according to the Rabbanan it isn't. Now we're pretending we never heard of it. So the Shita suggests that the difference is that over here, the Haktorah, the Kemetz and the Levena are no longer connected in any way in the Kli. Where you're doing the Kemet and the Levena and Shirayim are together in the Kli. So there you have the obvious relationship between the Kemet and the Levena, which over there Rabbi Yossi is saying that's the reason that a Matir would be Mefagel a Matir. When we're raising the new specter of Haktorah being Mefagelet Haktorah, where over there it's already not Kavua in the Kli at the time of Haktorah, and there was no Kvias of Pigal at the time that it was together in the Kli, there we need to distinguish. The question is, even there would we say that Haktorah could be Mefagelet Haktorah, or would we see this as two different cases in the equivalent of the Shnei Kvasi? But that's the Chiddush, according to this approach, that it's not Matir, not Mefagel, Haktorah, Haktorah, it's an addition Chiddush that goes above and beyond the din of the Shnei Kvasim. Omar Rav Amnuna, something that Rabbi Chanina got down my throat, and really, I mean, a little bit of sugar makes the medicine go down, let me tell you. And Hamyota Ivul Ali Rabbi Chanina, he just got it into me, the point where I loved it so much. That Tekila Likakule Talmudai, it's like worth everything else I learned. It is so brilliant. I can't get over it. And this is what he said. Hiktir Kometz. You go ahead and you do the Haktorah Takometz, having in mind to be Maktir the Levona in order Lechol Shirayim Lemachar.
They don't talk about
the Then it's Pigel. Wait a minute. What? What's going on over here? We seem to be confusing two different issues. Hold on a minute. Are you saying that Haktorah is Mefagelet Haktorah, so that you can have in mind Haktorah Sakemet to be Matir Levena? So what are you confusing us with that Lecho Shirayim jazz? So don't talk about Lecho Shirayim. Then just say that the din is Lema Hiktir Kemetz LaHaktorah Levena. If you're coming to address the other issue about Mefagel B'chatzi Matir Kamash Valan, so then just say Hiktir Kemetz Lecho Shirayim L'macha. I mean, if you want to tell me both, Itarbayu Kamash Malan, this ain't the way to tell me both. It's very just confusing. You should have said, Hiktir Kometz Laktir Levona or Lachol Shirayim. But you made it into a whole series. You're Maktir the Kometz to be Maktir the Levena to eat the Shirayim. What is that? Omer Vanavarava, oh, it's brilliant. That's what it is. Obviously, he holds that Ein Haktorah Mefagelet Haktorah. And obviously, he holds an Enefag of B'chatzi Matir. And that's why it's so brilliant. Because even though I hold, normally, Enaktor Mefagel Daktor Enefag of B'chatzi Matir, but in this case, I've done the wildest thing. I've involved both Matirin in the ultimate Achila. And by doing that, even though I wouldn't have been able to be Mefagel with just the Kaim, and even though I wouldn't have been able to be Mefagel at all, by attempting Mefagel the Levena. However, since Lamaisa, I need the Levena in order to be Matir the Shrine Bachila, and included in this Kemitza is the Machshava that that Heter to the Shirayim should come about only through the Haktorah of the Levena with the Machshava Spiegel. I have now Poshtele Machshava Bekula Mincha. I have addressed every last element in this Mincha with my mind and destroyed it by turning it into a Pigel of Shnei Matirin. And not only that, but by making not the object of the Pigel, the Levena, but by using the Levena as an object to be the subject. That's why I think it's so wonderful. That is absolutely amazing. Toni Tana Kameid Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. Hiktir Kainetz Lechol Shirai L'divrei HaKol Pigel You went ahead and you were marked to the Kemetz Dita Shiraim. Obviously, that's Spiegel. What? Obviously, that's Spiegel. That's the Machloikis in the Mishnah about whether you could be Mafag with a Chatzimata or not. What do you mean, obviously, that's Spiegel? Vomiflet Pligit. No, I don't mean, obviously, Spiegel. I mean, everybody agrees that that is at least Pasul. That's what I'm saying. So, Eleinu Divriakol Pasul. I mean, that must be what it meant. Well, I mean, once, you know, once you're saying that you need to change what it said, why don't you just change it to, that is definitely Pigel, and then make it Rebbe Meir. I mean, say, Hareze Pigel, and then you wouldn't say Divrei HaKol. You would just say Hareze Pigel, and then we would understand that it's Rebbe Meir here. No, you see, one thing is for sure. The Tana said Divrei HaKol, okay? People don't get mixed up with that. Now, you may get mixed up between the word Pigel and Pasul, especially because we use the word Pasul when it comes to Chutz L'Zmana. I mean, Chutz L'Mekayim. So therefore, Pigel but Pasul is often used interchangeably. But you certainly don't get confused between the words of Divrei HaKol and Harei Zeh. I mean, come on. So Harei Zeh, but Divrei HaKol, Lamichleflet. And therefore, we don't want to correct the gears in that direction, we want to correct it in the reasonable direction. And now it's time to proceed into the next parish. Now, I must say that this
parish... Has been replaced?
He's in the Golan.
No, but I understand. Yeah, exactly. I'm not even going to say that. That's all I know.
Find thunder, hail like a parrot.
There we go.
Hakometz et hamincha. This sounds like things we've heard an awful lot of before. Hakometz et hamincha lechol davar she'in darko lechol. Ulaktir davar she'in darko lahaktir kasher. Okay, that's an old story. I mean, we had that back in the Klal, in the original parrot, first parrot. Rabbi Eliezer posel. Oh, okay, maybe that is why we want to know this Mishnah. That was that even though we saw Rabbi Eliezer is holding, you can be mechashim, achilas adam, tachilas mizbeach, tachilas mizbeach, tachilas adam, we saw that before. It's possible, the Chiddush here is that it's only possible, not pigul. We'll see that that is a machlokas in the Gemara. So he holds this puzzle. Lechol davar shedarko lechol laktir davar shedarko laktir pachot mikizayin. Over there, it's mamish kasher. If it's lechol kachatzi zayit, or laktir kachatzi zayit, it's kasher, because in achila v'aktaram it's tarfin, as we also saw before. So this is sort of a summary of all of the issues of what could be mitzuraf in terms of the ab. Omri basi, omri b'yochana, my time to Rabbi Eliezer. What is Rabbi Eliezer's svara? It's actually, he holds that it is pigel, not posel. Even in it says posel, but that could be because it's referring to both chutz l'zmanu and chutz l'mekayimah. So you don't mean with that to say pigel, you would say it's a chiyuv karet. So he just says posel. And he learns out of a pasuk. Omar Kro, v'im he'achol ye'achel. What is this he'achol ye'achel, Jazz? And obviously, there's two achilot that we're referring to. Mipsar, zevach shelamav, bayom ha'shelishi lo yiratzeh. And of course, we know you can't pasul a carbon by ex post facto eating it at the wrong time. And therefore, as we saw back in Zvachim, that pasuk is actually the pasuk that is talking about machshava le'achol. And nonetheless, it mentions two lashonos of achila, which therefore teaches us b'shtei achilot hakatuv medaber, echad achilat adam, echad achilat mizbeach. And that is exactly to teach you this thing, that kishem shemechashvim b'achilat adam. In the same way that you are mechashev on achilat adam, and you are mechashev also b'achilat mizbeach, let's take that a step further. Kishem shemechashvim me'achilat adam, le'achilat adam, and me'achilat mizbeach, le'achilat mizbeach. So in other words, let's say, if you were mechashev to eat the shirayim, that's achilat adam, or to be, you do the komets to bring it on the mizbeach. So that's from the mizbeach that you're putting on the mizbeach at the wrong time. So too, you could be mechashev me'achilat adam the mizbeach, or me'achilat mizbeach l'adam. So you would be able to have in mind to eat the komets tomorrow. So that would be a mizbeach to adam, or to bring the shirayim on the mizbeach. That would be from Adam to mizbeach. So it's interchangeable, and that's why the Torah uses the lashon of Since the Torah insists on calling haktorah an act of eating, so it's coming to tell you there's an equivalence of the eating of an adam and the eating of the mizbeah. The Rabbanan who said that it's completely kosher and there's no way to passel something which is darko lahaktir and use it for lechol or vice versa. So how do they understand the pasuk? They say, "Haida kidrach one beloshen achila." That's coming to tell me the loshna ki mechashev beloshen achila lemizbeach. Loshna ki mechashev beloshen haktara lemizbeach. First of all, that needs to tell me. Suppose I go ahead and I say I'm being mocked, is to tell me that even though I say I'm going to be makrif this, or I'm being makmitz this kemetz amanat to give an achila to the mizbeach of the kemetz lemachar, instead of saying amanat lahaktir lemachar, that's perfectly fine. Because even if you say the word to feed instead of to be makdir, since the Torah uses a loshon of feed by yachol yachel, that would be kemetz. Or, say the Rabbana, there's another limit from there. Inami, why did the Torah use the Lashon of Achila for Haktara? To teach me that just like the Shiur of Achila is a Kizayit in all places, and even though we were never told that there's a Shiur of Haktara, here the Torah is comparing the Haktara to Achila, and Af Haktara be Kizayit. But certainly it still needs to be Achila in an appropriate fashion. So whatever is appropriate for the Mizbeach is called its Achila. Whatever is appropriate for an Adam is called his Achila. And it doesn't mean that you can interchange the types of Achila. So Le'olam, the actual type of Achila is Du'or Chemash. It has to be appropriate and normative. Rabbi Eliezer says, no. If that's all that it's coming to say, to double the Lashon of Achila, and to compare one to the other, it could have said, Im he'achol he'achel, or Im ye'ochal ye'achel. What is this, he'achol ye'achel? So it's clearly talking about two different issues that are meant to be interchangeable, besides the issue that you mentioned. Besides the fact that, you're right, we need to know that the Shir of Haktorah is B'Kizayit. But Shema Minat Tarte, this teaches me both, that the Shir of Haktorah is B'Kizayit, but also that you can interchange the types of Achila. Omale Rabbi Zer L'Rabasi, but if this is true, what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, that Rabbi Eliezer is learning of a pusik, why doesn't it say karet? It should say that he's mechayev even karet. Say karet nami lechayev. V'chite malchi nami. If you're going to tell me what, well, that's what it means. He says basul only because he's talking about chutzazmano also. So he doesn't want to say karet because it's not, doesn't say over here necessarily what the machshava was. Maybe it was a machshava chutzamekomo. I mean, not chutzazmano. So chutzamekomo isn't karet. So therefore he said posel. But it is chayev karet. Maybe that's what you'll say. But you were the one who said not to say that. The atu, the amrit mishpeh Rabbi Yochanan, is mode Rabbi Eliezer she'enu anush karet. So how can the same Rabbi Yochanan be saying that it's based on a pasuk? If it's based on a pasuk of Yechol Yechel, so then it should be a chiyuv karet. Omar lei, you're very right. But it happens to be that there is a machloket tana'im in what the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer is. Whether Rabbi Eliezer holds that there's a chiyuv karet, or whether he holds it's only a gzeira derabbanan. Ikel aman diomar psula dioraita. The ikel aman diomar that it's a gzeira derabbanan because maybe people will get confused from one achila to the other, but it's really only a psula derabbanan. And I'm not just telling you I'm picking this out of a hat. It's a braita that there's such a machloket tanya. Hashochet et hazevach lishtot midamo lemachar. Somebody is shech, having in mind to drink its blood tomorrow, which of course is an inappropriate achila because the blood is supposed to go on the mizbeach. Or he has in mind to be makdir on the mizbeach the basar, that's talking about the type of zevach, a shlomi, which is meant to be eaten, not an oila. And he had in mind to be makdir the basar tomorrow. Or to eat from the emurim, which are put on the mizbeach. Lechol me'emurav lemachar. So the Tanakhama says kosher. And Rabbi Eliezer is posel. Okay, so far that's exactly what we've been talking about all along. Now, it adds a new idea, and that is, what if he had a machshava just lahaniach midamo lemachar, leaving some of its blood around till tomorrow? Not putting it on the Mizbeach tomorrow, not drinking it tomorrow, just leaving it there. So there, Rabbi Yehudah says, well, that puzzles the carbon. And Rabbi Elazar says, not to be confused with Rabbi Eliezer, of course, Rabbi Elazar says, you should know that in this case as well, Rabbi Eliezer says that it's puzzle, and the Chachamim say that it's kosher, exactly as they argued in the first case, which was about drinking the blood. So drinking the blood, leaving the blood, would be the same machlok. Now, I'd like to explain to you what exactly this means, because think to yourself for a moment. Rabbi Yehudah made that statement, posel. Did he mean posel alibi de Rabbanan, or did he mean posel alibi de Rabbi Eliezer? So Rabbi Yehudah alibi de man. I mean, he certainly couldn't have meant according to Rabbanan, could he? But he lay alibi de Rabbanan. I mean, for heaven's sakes, even in the case that was mentioned above, where he wants to drink the blood, and he uses a lashon of achila. So nonetheless, Rabbanan say that's ridiculous. Rabbanan say it's a joke, it's kosher, it didn't have in mind any type of appropriate achila, and therefore that's not pigel. So, and over here, he didn't even use a lashon achila b'chol. Forget about appropriate or inappropriate achila. There was not even a thought of achila. I'll leave it. No, you'll leave it. Big deal. So there, the Rabbanan are going to be more machmer than where you're going to actually drink it. So obviously, Rabbi Yehuda was not going a libet Rabbanan, right? See, he must have been explaining the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. So in other words, Rabbi Yehuda was saying that in this case, a libet Rabbi Eliezer, the halacha is that it's possible. So then what is Rabbi Eliezer saying? Rabbi Eliezer is saying the same thing. In this case, Rabbi Eliezer says it's possible. That's what he just said. What are you just repeating each other's words? Unless there's a difference between them in terms of karet. Maybe that's the point. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is saying it's puzzle. And over here, it's different than the original cases. Because the laniach is only puzzle, but the first case where they were talking about actually drinking the blood, which is b'loshon achila, inappropriateness, the din is that it would actually be karet, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Comes along Rabbi Eliezer to say, no, this is exactly the same thing. This case is also pasul, just like the first case. Don't say it as if it's a different category. And the first case was different because the first case was karet. Af pasul, this case is no different. Laniach is the equivalent of lishtot, and all along it was pasul anyway, the inbo karet. So therefore, yes, there are clearly two shitot, there's Rabbi Yehuda's initial shita here in what Rabbi Eliezer is saying, and that is that in the first case, Rabbi Eliezer held it was a chiyuv karet. If it's a chiyuv karet, then Rabbi Yochanan felt that it was incumbent upon us to find where the pasuk is that says it's a chiyuv karet. So he brings the pasuk of Imei Ochol Yeachel. But according to the way Rabbi Elazar was learning Rabbi Eliezer, there is no shita of Rabbi Eliezer that says it's a chiyuv karet dioraita, and therefore, according to that, indeed, it's only a gezeira, so that we're afraid that maybe, Torah only asks where you're actually having an appropriate achila, except that in order to avoid confusion for a real case of karet rabbana, as we said before, or geyser, wherever it's possible to get confused. And therefore, of course, Rabbi Yochanan didn't have to give a reason. The reason is obvious, and it has nothing to do with the pasuk. So there's two dinim. Lo noran. Well, it would be very nice if there were such a machloket, but I don't believe there's such a machloket. Where do you see here that that's what they're arguing in? I can tell you a completely different issue that they're discussing over here. It may well be that the way to understand this is that there's three descriptions of what's going on. We first have the, what we'll call the Tanakhama's description, the way that we stand bringing the Braita, the machloket between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. And then we have Rabbi Yehuda's addition, and then we have Rabbi Elazar's description of how he sees the machloket between the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar. But there's absolutely no need to conclude that they're arguing about karet at all. I would say, let's read it like this. The opening statement in which Rabbi Eliezer is posel, drinking the dam, and the Chachamim say that it's kosher. That's the Tanakhama. Now that Tanakhama holds that the argument is only in the case that we stated, namely, drinking the blood, eating the imburim, being maktir the basar, those are all inappropriate, where Rabbi Eliezer says that's pasul, and the Chachamim say it's completely kosher. But the idea that there would be a machlok about leaving the blood, that's ridiculous. Well, leaving has a lot to do with pigel, and therefore we didn't even discuss that. That Rabbi Eliezer also holds is kosher. That's the opening statement. It stands as is. It left out la niach, because la niach is meaningless in the context of pigel. Now, comes along Rabbi Yehuda to say that you guys are not taking into consideration a whole different issue. And he says it's actually exactly the opposite than what you think. The truth is that it's worse to have a machshava of hanocha than it is to have a machshava of achiva. I'll tell you why. In the first case, where you're talking about drinking the blood, yes, there they do argue. And actually, they hold, according to the Rabbanan, that it's kosher. But la'aniach, even the Rabbanan are made that it's possible. You know why? Because the Gezeira over there is a much more reasonable and demanding Gezeira. Because what I'm going to be mechadish to you, gentlemen, is that if you had in mind to be meniach all of the blood till tomorrow, then the carbon would have been possible b'dioraita. And since over here your makshava was midamai, and that's true, midamai doesn't mean anything. But once that would be the case, it would be so easy, because nobody thinks in those terms. Remember, all of the dinim of pigel don't have to do with the entirety. They have to do only, at least according to Rabbanan, they have to do only with a kizayit up, right? Partially. People would easily become confused when it comes to the dam, and they think that's the same thing about the dam. So if I heard that if there's no problem being meniach miksatama, would I not come to believe there's no problem in being meniach kol damai? And amach sheves yinuach of kol damai is possible. My taima, gzeira, the other rabbanan or meida, that we would have to be gezer miksatama or to kol damo. And kol damo would be a psuldioraita, the tanya. This all works out as Rabbi Yehuda l'shitato. We had the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda before. The Tanya, Amar la'em Rabbi Yehuda, back in Zvachim we learned this. Listen, guys. Do we have any argument about the fact that if l'maisa, the dam, was left till tomorrow, all of the dam, would the carbon be possible? Thank you. So therefore, since the idea of pigel is to achieve as a virtual act whatever the act would have been in reality, that's always what it is. If I have a machshavas chutzesmana, then it's the equivalent of an actual lina. A lina pasul, something that is lan and I'm chaya for eating it. So too a machshava, as if it's lina, even though it's within the time frame, my machshava changes the time frame and shifts it forward. And at that point it becomes lina. If your machshava can shift the time frame, then why can't it shift the time frame for the dam? If the dam would have actually been left over, it would have been pasul. So therefore a machshava is also pasul. See, if you're made of that, if you literally in what you call reality, the dam lamacher would be left as puzzle. So then in the shifted frame of your mind, if chishev le'nicha lamacher, it's nami puzzle. Therefore, the Rabbanan would be more likely to be gezer in this case than they would in the other case where it's clearly inappropriate. There's no such thing as drinking blood. And that's completely kosher. Whereas comes along Rabbi Elazar and he says, oh my goodness, on the contrary, I say, whatever the shita would have been when it comes to the din of the gezeira about the actual drinking of the dam or the bringing of the basar on the mizbeach, where he said it was posel. So fine, he would agree that here too it's posel on that level. But the Chachamim, who never held that there was ever a problem of needing to aser something which is so ridiculous because it isn't the object that is aser, they would be machshir here too. So that means according to all of these pirushim, there is nobody you is saying that there would be an Issacharis Deoraisa. Therefore, I do not see that this is really a two shitot that you're claiming, a machloket Tanaim, to explain to me how it is that we have Rabbi Yochanan saying one thing here, that it's a pasuk, and then coming along and saying that Moda Rabbi Eliezer she'ein on Issacharis, despite the fact that it's a pasuk. There's no mikar for what you're claiming the solution is, that there's two different shitot in Rabbi Eliezer. The two different shitot over here have to do with hanocha, have nothing to do with inappropriate achila. Hiktir sum sum lechol sum sum, ma'achek ala komet skulo, chis rabdin rup sheshet, chalam repigol, v'chalam reposol, v'chalam rekosha. Shall we say that the man yav repigol k'rabi meir, man yav reposol k'rabon, and the man yav rekosha k'rabi? Ah, come on, mi mai. V'du ma'at kan lo komer rabi meir hatam, Ela the chishev, at least to the shiur, mashenken ochlo choshe b'shiro, maybe it's not even called a chatzi matir. Then it wouldn't be pigul. V'yatka lo kamer rabbanan atam, ela the lo chishev b'bekulei matir. Who's to say that over here you weren't choshev and they both, the entire matir, until you finished the whole thing. So maybe ochinam, it would be pigul. And Rebbe, what does Rebbe's kosher have to do with this? Adkan lo kamer Rebbe atam. And the Adam Ayam Yotavodai was talking about being mechashe for one thing on the other one. Hachad Adam Ayam Yotavodai. Why wouldn't it be possible? El amandi amar pigel divriako, amandi amar posel divriako, amandi amar kosher divriako. And it's a completely different issue we're involved in. Amandi amar pigel could say, look, maybe everybody agrees. If this is the derech achila b'kach, and this is derech haktorah b'kach, so it's a classic pigel. Manyam apostle divriakol, he holds, look, it may be derech achila b'kach, but it's not derech haktorah b'kach, and therefore, it's like a mincha that never had a haktorah, and it remains possible. Manyam akosher, he also is holding the divriakol, kosovar, it may be derech haktorah, and therefore the mincha is kosher, and ain derech achila b'kach, and therefore there was no makshevis pigul. Amr charifi de pumbedita, Haktara mefagelet haktara vafilu rabbanan yamreim mefaglim mechatzim matir hani mila yechad chishev bebeshirayim. And over there Lavona was untouched. Lavona b'milta kaima v'locha, where the machshava as the object was the Lavona, so then you screwed everything up. And it's come out of chashev bebekula matir dami yasher keach. He did a great job in ruining this carbon, and it's pigul. Omar Rava Avanana Mitanina Zaklal Kola Komets Notin Mikliva Malifa Maktir Lakolda Vashida Kola Kola Kirda Vashida Kola Ktir Chutz Bekamopa Suvimba Kare Chutz is Bano Pigo Vakayaman Alaf Kare. So we have now three sections. A, the four Avodot. B, the two objects, Yachila and Haktara. And C, the two violations. Okay? So I assume that all of them can be interchanged with any other, right? So my lavak Torah do mina alak. The first three would apply to either one of section B, right? So my lavak Torah do mina alak bein lechol bein laktir. Avak Torah is bein lechol bein laktir. Any member of set A that you do any issue of set B, maybe not. Maybe hanak bein lechol bein laktir, and Haktorah is only lechol but not laktir. Yotiv Rebenashe Bargada Kabede Abaye Vyotiv Bekomer Shvedor Chista. Ein Haktara Mefagelat Haktara. It's exactly the opposite of the Charif Zipubedita. As a matter of fact, I feel Rabbi Meir, who holds Mefagim Bechatzimat here, that would only be where at least it is the thing that is the object of what the matter is being matir. So if you're Choshebe B'Shirayim, because the Kemetz is the matter of the Shirayim, but the Kemetz, to be Mefagel the Levina, the Kemetz is La Mata the Levina, who? And La Mata Mefagel by Omale Abaye, Ani Mari. Was he saying that Mishmei the Rav? Omale, yep. It banam yam Rav Chista Omar Rav, Ein Akhtara Mefagel the Akhtara. Omar Rav Yaakov Bari the Mishmei the Abaye, Afanan Nami Tanin, Shachat Echad Min Akvasim, Lecho Mimenu Lemacharu, Pigul Vechavero Kasher, Lechol michaveiro lemachar shneim kshiri my time. Lav mishum dekimin lav matir liveu lo matzim befagel be. Not necessarily. It could be that hatam nu de lo ikba b'chadmona, v'locha dikba b'chadmona, there would be kichadmona. So he's coming to tell me a bigger chiddush than this. Omer avam nu naham yota ivla li Rabbi Chanina utkila li kekulei talmudoi. Hikter kemetz lahakter levena lechol shirayim lamocha pigol. Huh? My kamashman, if he's trying to tell me aktor mefagelet aktor, say so. Lema hikter kemetz lahakter levena. If he's coming to tell me mefagel mechatzi mater, say so. Lema hikter kemetz lechol shirayim lamocha. If he's coming to tell me both, then he should say hikter kemetz lahakter levena or lechol shirayim lamocha. Omer vada baravana, that's the point. He holds in Akhtar Mefagelet Akhtar, and he even holds in Mefagel Mechatzi Matir, and nonetheless put it all together. And you end up with Shani Ochad Aposhe Lemachshava Bekula Mincha. Tani Tanaka Meder Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba Hiktir Kemetz Lecho Shirayim Ledivrei Hakol Pigul. What? Isn't that the Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbana? About whether Mefagel Mechatzi Matir since you left out the Levena. Well, maybe what he meant to say was L'divrei HaKol Pasul, it should say. I mean, why not just change it already instead of Divrei HaKol, just say Arei Zeh Pigul, and then it would be Rabbi Meir. No, because the Tana Divrei HaKol was taught those words, you see. So you can get mixed up between Pigul and Pasul, that Michlof way. But nobody's going to confuse Arei Zeh with a Divrei HaKol. I mean, that's a completely different meaning. Lo mikhlof lein. Hadron alak hakometz et hamincha. Hakometz et hamincha. Guys, that sounds familiar. Lechol davar she'in darko lechol. Ula haktir davar she'in darko lehaktir kasher. And Rabbi Eliezer posel. Lechol davar she'darko lechol lehaktir davar she'darko lehaktir pachot migezayit. Kasher. Lechol kachatzi zayit lehaktir kachatzi zayit. Kasher. She'ein achila v'aktara mitstarfin. Om Rebasi, Om Reb Yochanan, my time to Reb Eliezer, Om Rakro, v'im he'achol ye'achel, mi'besar zevach shelamav b'ayom ha'shelishi, lo yeratze. Therefore, b'shtei achilot ha'kadu medaber, echad achilat adam, echad achilat mizbeach, lomar lecha k'shem she'machashvim b'achilat adam, kach mechashvim b'achilat mizbeach. וכשם שמחשבים מאכילת אדם לאכילת אדם, ומאכילת מזבח לאכילת מזבח, כך מחשבים מאכילת אדם למזבח, ומאכילת מזבח לאדם, מי תימא, בני אפקינו רחמנה להקטרה, בלשון אכילה. רבונן, הייתי אפקינו רחמנה בלשון אכילה, is only to teach me that you can use the lotion of אכילה for הקטרה, and still be mafaga. The loshlaki mechash b'loshin achilana mizbeach, the loshlaki mechash b'loshin achtarana mizbeach, or it could be coming to teach me the important din of the shiur of haktara being a kezayit, ma'achila be'kezayit, of haktara be'kezayit, but it still would have to be the appropriate achila, adam for adam, and mizbeach for mizbeach, so achila would still be mash b'lo'urche. V'rabi Eliezer, if that's all that the pasuk was coming to tell me, lichta rachmana im yachol heachel, or im yachol yachel. What's this heachol yachel? Shva mina tarte. Amale Rabbi Zeilo Rabbi Asi. If this is the reason of Rabbi Eliezer for the pasuk, so then it should be a chiyuv karet. It's a karet nami lechayel. And vechite ma'achinami. Well, you were the one who said, and you quoted Rabbi Yochanan, that moda Rabbi Eliezer she'ein anush karet. Omalai, well, that's because there's a machloket anoyim in what it is that Rebbe Eliezer holds, whether he holds it's pigel or whether he holds it's posel. So we see this. You leave it a Rebbe Eliezer, Igalmanim Rapsuddha Yoraita. Igalman Rapsuddha Rabbana Detanya. Ha shochet et azevak lishtot bidamol lemachar. Or laktir mi bisaron lemachar. Or lechol mi emurav lemachar. Kasher, Rebbe Eliezer posel. Lehaniach midamo lemachar, Rabbi Yehuda posel, Omar Rabbi Elazar, Av Pezor Rabbi Eliezer posel, Vechachamim makshirin. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, I'll leave it to man. When you lay my leave it to Rabbana, Hashto ma tamneka mechashe, Beloshem achila. Nonetheless, mechashe Rabbana, certainly, in a case where he just did something stupid. I mean, Machshava Leinua, what's the big deal? Zohar lo Koshike. Therefore, he must have been saying the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer, right? Comes along Rebbe Eliezer and says, no, you're all wrong. In this case as well, Rebbe Eliezer Posel. That's exactly what he said. That's Rebbe Lazar, Haina Rebbe Yehuda. Must be that. It was actually a question about Zechiyev Karet. So Rebbe Yehuda was saying, look, the case of Laniach is a puzzle, yes, but the original case, Ba'anach, where you're going to drink the blood or you're going to be mocked to the busser, over there would actually be a Zechiyev Karet. Comes along Rebbe Lazar to say, no, it's the same thing. Ediv, Ediv, Pasuv, Hinbo, Karet. Necessarily, is that the explanation of the Braita? I mean, a simple explanation of the Braita is that it's three levels. So the Kuleyama Karet, like, who say anybody's talking about Karet here at all? Haka Shalosh Machlokot B'davar, okay? We start off with the question of the issue of inappropriate Achilor Haktar. So the Tanakama says that's the only, there is no other issue. There's no issue of Laniach. So Bahanach Plege, Laniach, nobody thinks Laniach is significant in any way, and therefore, Divrei HaKol, it's completely kosher. Comes on Rabbi Yehuda to say, no, if he had a Machshava Leinuach, then the din would be that everybody agrees that it's possible. So, Ba'anach Pligi, and surprisingly, there's a more reasonable Gezerah in the case of Laniach. What is that? My timer. Gezerah Miktsat Damo Atu Kol Damo, and Kol Damo would be possible in Yeraita, as we already saw back in Zvachim, Netanya, Ambar Lab Rabbi Yehuda, Iyatem Odim Lishimi Nichu L'Machar Shepasul. Well, if that's the case, then a virtual Chishiv L'Nichu L'Machar is just as possible. Comes along Rabbi Elazar to say, nah, Hafizu Rabbi Eliezer, Basil V'Chachomim Machshirin, it's certainly not going to be more Chomor than the inappropriate Achila. And therefore, nobody is backing your contention about the Svi of Karet.
That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy.
Okay, we're holding right at the last word of Tezayin on the base. Omar Harif Kumbadisa. So Eitha and Avime, who are called the sons of Jehovah, who are called the Harif Kumbadisa, the Gemara told us in Sanhedrin, they said that Haktorah Mifagelet Haktorah. Now this is a fascinating issue. Haktorah itself can be Mifagel other Haktorah. So in other words, if you did the Haktoras HaKometz in order to be marked here, the Levaina Kutzlizmanai, that would be penal. Now this is really strange, because I mean the whole parrot began with the question of whether Matir can be Mefagala Matir. Then we got into the Shaila Vein Mefagala Bechatsi Matir. And now we seem to be taking, there we said, okay, maybe Eim Mefagel Bechatsi Matir, but Matir Mefagel Samatir, it was the opening Machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbon. Here, all of a sudden, it seems to completely ignore the Mishnah, the opening Mishnah. The Gemara is back to say that Haktorah can be Mefagel Haktorah, which is really, I mean, this involves both questions. Because if you're going to be mechashev from the kemetz on the levina, so first of all, the mechashev b'chatzi matir. Secondly, it's a mechashev with a matir on a matir, right? So, nonetheless, they say that that everybody is holds in this case that it would be the fagel. Afil rabban of the amri ein the fagel b'chatzi matir. Even if you're all the Karabonim, so you can't use the Kemetz alone to be Mefagel with, it would be in Shirayim. Hanimile Yechad Achishev Uvi Shirayim. That's only if the Machshava is on the Shirayim. So then they're saying the Machshava of the Kemetz, since the Kemetz alone can't be Matir the Shirayim, so you need the Levena, and Mefagel Mechatzi Matir. But in that case, the Levaina reveals Sakaima. That's because Levaina itself was unaffected by the pigo that you were doing with the tenants. But in this case, of Lacha, the Chishav of the Levaina, fascinating svar. But we're used to thinking that the idea of in the Fag of Machatzim Matir is that since the impact of the pigum is from the Matir upon the Mitzvah, so Mamela, I haven't yet had the full Machshavas pigum. Over here, what Chavit from Padisa are being Machadesh is an amazing thing. Enochinami, I'm not using the Levaina to be Matir. The Hirayim, in this case, the Pigo. But since the Makshevas Pigo was a Makshevah that involved the Kemetz and the Shim and the Levaina, even though Levaina was the victim of the Pigo, wasn't the creator of the Pigo, I was being Makhashev to do the Haksaras HaLevaina Lamacha. So it's as if I was coming to be Mephagel the Levaina. Nonetheless, there's no chashash over here of the problem of in the flag of Machatzim Matir. Now, what's strange is, what about the other problem? Matir being Mephagelus on Matir. I mean, we said before, Rav Yosef said, Ein Matir Mephagelus on Matir. The opening Mishnah was a case where he was being Kemetz, remember. HaKemetz is HaMincha. What was our first Mishnah? HaKemetz is HaMincha Le'achosh Yorel O Lahaktir Kimsa. So Akemetz Amincha Lahakti Kainza, over there was a question on Rav Yossi says, but in the case of Lahakti Levainas, Rav Yossi says Ein Bekaris. Why? Because Ein Matir Mefagelus HaMatir. Over here, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm saying Haktar Mefagelus Haktar means that as opposed to the first Mishnah, which is talking about Kmitza being Mefagel Haktar, but when it comes to Haktara being Mefagel Haktara, where over there you're even more, there's more of a Kashash of Ein Mefagel and Mechatzimati, remember, when it comes to Haktara than to Kemitza. There's not only no problem of Ein Mefagel and Mechatzimati, there's no problem of Ein Matir Mefagel Samati. So in other words, we've come around full circle in the parak in which we began ignoring the issue of Ein Mefagel and Mechatzimati. Because we said by Kmitz itself is no problem of Chatzim Matir. Then we got to the point of Keteres where we said, ah, now there you did the Haktorah, there you got a problem of Chatzim Matir. And now comes along Charif the Pumbedise and the last stop of our parish put together both issues in a most fascinating way and create a new concept of the Machsheves people affecting the Matir without the Matir being the source of the attempt to be mefagel the shirayim. So if I was mefagel through a machshava of being maktir the levaina uslazmana, when I did the haktaras hakemetz, the chiddush of here is that since lamaisa my machshava was a machshava on the levaina, so the machsheves pigo spread through the entire matir, even though two completely different ways. The kemetz was the mefagel, and the levaina over here was essentially the victim of the pigo. But since the entire matir is involved, there's no problem with being mefagel and mechatzim matir. Now they don't even address the issue of to take for granted. It's not a problem of matir being mefagel or some matir. You could tie them. Maybe they're talking only on the rabbanon. Rabbanan argued on Rav Yossi in the first Mishnah. Rav Yossi says, even though later Rav Yossi in a case where you do the kemetz to be mocked here, the kemetz itself, fine. Over there, the kemitza is not matzim mefagel samati. But in a case where you're going to do the kemetz to be mefagel, the levaina, okay, so Rabbanan said it's also people. He said it's not people. Okay, maybe they're going like Rabbanan. Let's see. So far, they're just claiming the Charif de Pumbedisa, that Afil Rabbanan Domer, Eme Fagman, Bechatzi, Mati, Hane, Mili, Hek, the Fisha, Blu, Bishirayim, Ulevena, Bemil, Sekayim. That's only when the Levena was untouched by your Machshava. However, Aka, the Fisha, of the Levena, over here, the Levena was not untouched with your Machshava. So it's Kemodo Kosh, Leva, Kula, Mati, Domi, it's as if you had a Machshava in the entire Mati, even though they're two different Machshavas. Omar Rava, so Rava said, you know what? Afanan Nami Tanina. Look, something of the sort we also essentially can derive straight out from the Lashon of the Mishnah. They said Zakwa. Kol HaKometz. Notice that the fundamental Mishnah lists the four magic avodes of the Mincha, right? Kol HaKometz, Nesim Bikli, Melech U'Matir, anyone who does any of the four avodes. With the Machshava, Lechol Davar Shadarka Lechol, U'Lahaktir Shadavar Shadarka U'Lahaktir, Chutz L'Nikomo Pasul Vein Bokarei, Now, did it not put all four things together, right? Okay. What was that? What did I say? Pigul v'kayav v'malav karek. I didn't say that? Okay, sorry. Pigul v'kayav v'malav karek. Slip of your tongue. So, komets is one of the four. It says over here, if you do the kmitza, Amanat Laktir, Davar Shadarko Laktir. Is the Lavona a Davar Shadarko Laktir? Okay, so then it says that if you're Maktir the Komets, Amanat Laktir. It says Maktir. The fourth one is Maktir, and we didn't talk about it until now. But it says Maktir, Amanat Laktir. That's what it says. So, I mean, what are you going to say? That no, well, the fourth one didn't mean maktir amanat laktir. The fourth one only meant maktir amanat lechol. It says anyone who does any of these four for either of two purposes. Lahaktir davar shadarko laktir or lechol davar shadarko lechol. Now, that means anyone who does haktara of the komets amanat lahaktir davar shadarko laktir, namely the levena. So the Mishnah says what Chavit de Pumbedisa said. Nobody argues, nobody said, oh, it's only a katsimatz. He didn't say that. So you see clearly that there's no problem of katsimatz. And since the machshava involves the levena, that's sufficient. So my love, haktara, dunya dahamak. I mean, certainly category four is similar to the first three. I mean, ma'anak, ben lechol, ben lahaktir. Certainly, kmitza, yasina bekli, heilaka, is something that passes whether your makshav is I'm doing this amanat lechol shirayim lamacher or amanat laktir kaimer to levena lamacher, right? Says the Gemara, well, maybe not. I mean, maybe you're supposed to use your intelligence to if I'm if harifa de pumbedisa had pointed it out to you. So you could have said that. Look, the first three cases are bein lechol davar shadarko lechol, bein laktir davar shadarko laktir. Haktara, I mean, understand yourself that you can't be mafag with a chatzi matir to say. In other words, obviously that involves you in the machlokas, mafag with a chatzi matir to say, I'm going to be makfir at the komets in order to be makfir levaina. I mean, the Mishnah later makes it clear that that's a mafag with a chatzi matir. Therefore, comes along. So that could be haktara lechol in, lahaktir lo. So therefore, Harif and Pumbedisa are saying something, but they're not saying what the Mishnah says. That's for sure. And we can't even prove what they're saying from the Mishnah, if you think about it. Yosef Rav Menashe Bar Gada Kameide Abaye. Yosef Rekomer Mishmei Berachista. Now, Rav Menashe Bar Gada was saying over in front of Abaye, a mimer, the name of Berachista, and he said, Ein haktara mifagelet haktara. Now, the whole point of the Harifa de Pumbedisoi was to say haktara is mifagel haktara. Even Aliba the Rabbanan who all ein mifaglin b'chatzi matir, it's not a problem because poshit machshava b'kula matir. Right? You don't know what I'm talking about. You're shaking your head. You don't know what I'm talking about. I can tell. Why are you shaking your head? That was the following shape. That's probably what Elvis was doing the whole time. But this is the exact opposite. That Rav Chisda Tainet Ein Haktar Mefagel Haktar because of another reason. Even if you are called a Rebbe Meir, that you can be Mefagel with a Chatzi Matir, you can't be Makashi for one matir on another matir. And that brings us right back to the other issue. In other words, we saw all along there were two issues involved. One, whether Mefaga Bakashi matir, and one, whether you can be Mefaga the Levaina with a Makshava in the Kemet. Because the Kemet and Levaina are unrelated as matir. They're both matir and they're Shirayim. but they're not a matter of each other, as we said before, Mishum She'ein Kaimetz Beheter Minchas, the way we define the first Mishnah. So therefore, here we have two statements that are literally mirror images of each other. Chalif Rifun B'Disoi say, forget about the problem of Matir Mefagam Matir. And even if it's a, even if you hold Ein Mefagam B'Chatzi Matir, this isn't the case of Mefagam B'Chatzi Matir, because the Machshava spreads with all Matir. Rav Chisda is exactly the opposite. Forget about the Mefagam B'Chatzi Matir, I don't care what you would hold, but everybody would agree in this case, that ain't matir mefagalas hamatir, you see. There's a literally opposite statements. I feel the Rebbe Meir, the Amar mefagal b'katzi matir, even if you know the Rebbe Meir, and you don't see this as a problem of mefagal b'katzi matir, hanim ilayet v'chishe b'b'shirayim, that's where the kometz, makshava on the kometz affects the shirayim. So the kometz is a half a matir of the shirayim, says Rebbe, okay, but at least you were b'kashim with a matir. But the kometz is not a matir of l'vayna. So how can you use the Bacheva's Spiegel, the Levina laughs at you and says, what do I care what you're thinking about me? I don't need you. I could have been brought before you even brought the comments. What are you telling me what you're doing that the Haktar is the comments? Well, who cares? So Mamela, Hanimilep, Mesisha Babashirayim, the Kemets Matzah did who? Abohocha, Kemets Lab Matzah de Levina who? Lo Matzah Fagale. If the comments is not the Matzah of the Levina, how can the comments be in the father of the Levina? Omale Abaye, Ani Mori, tell me, sir. Mishmei Rav, I have a suspicion. I mean, you quoted Rav Chisda, but did Rav Chisda say this over in the name of Rav, or this was his own mimer? Because this sounds awfully familiar. Omale In, yes, yes, I meant, of course, that it was the name of Rav. It's Marnami, Om Rav Chisda, Omar Rav, in Akhtaram of Fagela Sakhtar. So indeed, Rav Chisda was quoting Rav, and he expands on Rav's mind, but to explain, don't get confused with the problem of Ein Mefagam B'Chatzi Matir. This is a much more serious issue over here, because a matir can't be Mefagam Matir anyway. So Mamela, there's B'chlal no Machshavas Tigel over here. Is there a problem? That I know. The question is, there a problem? It's the acceptance of confusion that is the first step to enlightenment. Omer of Yaakov bar Abba Mishmei de Abaye. Yaakov nanami tanina. Ah, I can prove the contention. It's interesting. Before we tried to prove the contention of the Chavit de Pumpadisoi from the Mishnah, now we'll prove the opposite contention from the Mishnah, the other Mishnah. Shachat echad min akvatsim. This is our Mishnah, the latest Mishnah. You shecht one of the kvatsim, lechom mimenu lemocher. You're going to eat from that keves lemocher. Hu pigul v'chaveru kasher. But lechom michaveru lemocher. But to eat its friend, which shows us that cannibalism is essentially a friendly act, then shnehem kasherim. Why is shnehem kasherim? Obviously because ein matir mefagal hazamatir. So lav mishum my time, lav mishum the kiva the lav matir debehu. Since one keves is not needed for the other keves, it's not matir the other keves. One matir mafaga. You can't be mafaga with one matir. I don't know. I'm not sure what you mean, but what you're saying may be including the Gemara's tarts. So the Gemara lo hasam hu delo ikva bechad mona. There's a big difference between the case of Ein Matir Mefagal HaMatir with the Shnei HaKvasim to jump to the conclusion of Ein Matir Mefagal HaMatir of the Kometz HaLevina. Kometz HaLevina, after all, got the Kedusha from the same Kli. The Kli was Koveya them as a single mitzvah. There's nothing that's Koveya the two Kvasim as being interrelated as one organism. And so, Mamela, perhaps you're right. That ain't matzah mefagam is a matzah when it comes to the Shnei HaKvasim. That's clear from the Mishnah. However, the Chiddush of Rav over here, as is quoted by Rav Chisda, is that even in the case of the Kermit HaLevena, ain't haktora mefagelas haktora. Now, the problem over here is a little bit that the mashmaut is that we're ready. We're certainly ready to entertain the notion that according to Rabbana, who say over here, Ein Haktara Mefagelis Haktara, is that they don't hold of this far, that it was Hukva B'chad Mana, right? So explain to me, if they don't hold it was Hukva B'chad Mana, and therefore you can be Mefaga, who are the Rabbanan that argue with Rabbi Yossi in the first mission in the Perek? First mission in the Perek, and Amachlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan, whether you do Kmita, Almanat, to do the Haktaras Levona Lamacha, whether a matir can be mafaga la samatir. Rav Yossi said, ain't matir mafaga la samatir. Your Rabbanan say matir is mafaga la samatir. Now we said right up front over there that that has nothing to do with the question of the Shnei Kvasim. Because after all, the Komets and the Levon are interrelated by the same container. So they were ikva b'chadman. But now it turns out that we have the Shita over here that's claiming that ain't matir mafaga la samatir, even in a case where it was Ikva B'chadmah. So I don't get it. So then who is that other sheikh out there? The whole parak began with the statement that we're not worried about the problem in Matim Fagar Samadhi. So the Tosfos that's brought in the Shita answers this by saying that there's a big difference between, it's interesting how many variations we have found because of circumstances in the question of the interrelationship of material. What Tezus points out is that the Kmita that's being done, Almanat Lahakter Lavena, is being done at the time that the two are in the same mana. So if I'm doing the Kmita on the out of the container that contains the Lavena, Almanat Limakter Lavena, there, even these Rabbana would have been made that there's no problem of Eimat in the Fagala Samadhi. The problem is at the time of Haktara, there's no longer any relation. Nothing's in the same one at this point. I've got the Lavena over here in one container. I've got the Kmitz in my hand. I mean, they're not related now. We take them both out of the container. So there we have a Machlokes. It turns out we have so many different levels of this. So Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Matir Mefagel Es HaMatir, even where you have the Komets from the same container acting upon the Levena while it's here in the container with it, still Ein Matir Mefagel Es HaMatir. The Rabbanans, they know, in that case, Matir is Mefagel Es HaMatir. However, where you have it as the Haktara of the Kemetz and Haktara of the Levena, there Ein Matir Mefagel Es HaMatir. Mashenken Harifi de Pumpadisaho. No, in that case, since they were interrelated in the same container originally, so then Matir would be Mefagel Es HaMatir even in that case. Then you have the relationship of the Shnei HaKvasim, in which they never had any interconnection. Well, there the Mishnah says the Pharisee, we don't find enough focus in there. That Ein Matir Mefagel Es HaMatir. So we have many different levels here. And we've also had a tremendous Kiddush in the din of Mefaglin B'chatzi Matir. Also levels, but let's first wait until we can conclude this sugya. But the Kiddush that we've had so far is that according to Khalifa de Pumpadisa, and we didn't see anything about the Shito of Yerav in the din of the Ein Mefagel B'chatzi Matir, because he was dealing with the other issue over here, which is Matir Mefagel Es HaMatir, but the Kiddush of Khalifa de Pumpadisa was a very fascinating Kiddush that the Chisorim of Ein Mefagel B'chatzi Matir is not because you need the chaos of the Matir to be Mefagel the Shirayim. And since, I mean, well, if the Levina is okay, how can I affect the Shirayim only with the Kemetz? No. The problem is that if the Matir is kosher and there was no Makshava of Pigel in it, the Pigel hasn't spread, so to speak, through the entire carbon. But if it spreads through the carbon, even though I never had a makshava in the Levena at all, to be, I'm being makshav Levena amanat lechol shirayim lamach. I never thought about the shirayim. I never used the Levena as an attack of people. I used the Levena as the victim of people. Because at the time that I did the Haktaras HaKemetz, I had in mind to do the Haktaras HaLevena tomorrow. Since my Makshevis Pigel spread, if I hold in that case, there's no problem with Matir, Mefagel Es HaMatir, because they were Ikva B'chad Mana. So since the Pigel spread to the Levena, the Shirayim Apostle, not because I Mefageled them with the Levena, but because a Pigel in the Matir destroys that which would be Hutter. So it's a completely new way of looking at the interrelationship. It's not that I need the matir now to hurt the nitar. It's that if the matir is ruined, then the nitar is by definition ruined. But if the entire matir isn't ruined, I don't care how it's ruined, what the matir ever speaks. Doesn't have to be ruined through attacking me. It could be ruined through attacking itself, for all I care. But once it's ruined, then it affects the shirayim as well. The truth is that we know of such a general concept, but we never would have taken it to here. Where we know it is in the relationship of chalas to the associated zvachim, in what we call the hybrid cases. Because up there we know if we passel the hybrid, even though it didn't affect the lechem at all, there's no attack on the lechem, but the lechem by definition becomes pigal, since that which it's connected to became pigal. So we have a concept of the spread of pigal. But this is taking it even a step further. It's saying that the initial pigal doesn't really have to be an attack on the shirayim. We can view the shirayim the way we view the lechem. That is the relationship of the shirayim to the mincha. So the kleima to levena is as the relationship of the lechem to the batir and the basar of the zeva. Fascinating idea. Putting this in your cap and spike and spike. I see. This is your type of thing. This is exactly what you put your teeth into. It's the simple stuff that you just get bored with.
Like, I lose track. The first half hour is usually okay. Then, good exercise in second.
Fascinating metaphor. So, Omar of Hamunah. You know, I want you to know I was very confused about this, and I was making up all kinds of weird metaphors about it, but Rabbi Chanina didn't let up. He force fed it down my throat until finally I understood. And now tequila lekakula talmudai. It's as kosher to me as all the rest of my learning put together, because he just didn't let me get away with it, you see. And what was it that he told me? Here it is, quote. And I know you're gonna think it's crazy, because it sounds crazy on the surface, but listen to what he says. Hikter Komet Lahakter Levina Lechor Shirayim Lamakar Pia. Now this is gonna be crazy. I do the Hakter the Komet with the Makshava to be Makter Levina, that when I'm being Makter Levina, I'm gonna have a Makshava Bakila Shirayim Lamak. This is a really lumpish occurrence. Pigo. What the heck? What is he talking about? Is he trying to tell me to finish that Haktorah can be Mefageles Haktorah? In other words, that my Makshava of the Kemetz Lahakter Levena is considered to be not a problem of a Matu Mefageles Hamatu. Just say so. To the Lema. Hikter Kemetz Lahakter Levena. Just say that. If your issue is you're trying to teach me you could be Mafaga with a Kasi Matir? Because at this point we thought that it's basically two statements here. So if it's to tell me that then you could be Mafaga with a Kasi Matir, namely that the Makshava of the Kemetz, of the Levena alone, to eat the Shirayim Lamacha will be a good Makshava. So let's just say the case, he could come and serve for Shirayim Lamacha. If you're trying to tell me both of this Chidushim, fine, that's brilliant. You can tell me both Kedushim in a very efficient way, but don't chain it. Do it in parallel, not in series. What you should say is, Lema, Hikter Komets, either Lachter Levana or Lecho Shirayim. Okay, now you taught me two Kedushim. Hikter Komets, Lachter Levana, that's a finish of Matim and Fagalas Amatim. Hikter Komets, Lecho Shirayim, that's a finish of Mafagalas Amatim. You want to say both? Put an and in there. And or, and I get it, okay? There means and or. What if you chain it into a series? Your makriv, the komets, in order to be marked to the levena, in order to eat the shirayim. No, I don't understand that. It's just a weird statement. I don't understand what it's saying. Rabada Barava, no, man. Leon Kesavar, ain haktar, Mephagalas haktar, the ain Mephagalas haktar. You know what's incredible about this statement? is that actually it means the opposite of both contentions that you've uttered. That's what's so brilliant about it. Really, you cannot be mafago with a chatzimatir. And you cannot be mafago a matir with a matir. So how the heck does this work? It works with the ultimate extension of the svara of Charif and of Padisa. Because what happened over here is that your machsheves tigel spread throughout the entire thing. Because you couldn't have just done the comets in order to be machsheves levena, because the machsheves can't be mafaga machsheves, so where's the tigel? You couldn't have done the kemets to be mafaga the shirayim, because, well, what about the other machsheves? Where's the levena? But if you had in the machsheves haktoras hakomets, to be matzah levena with the machshava spigel of achila shirayim. So now your machshava has been tapest the entire thing, and the spigel now, exactly, the spigel spread throughout, because your machshava spigel was to affect both matirim, affecting the shirayim, which are the nitarim. There you go. So now the whole thing is blown apart.
Sounds like a computer virus.
It's more like a blackout or a Eastern grid. It's a series in order. Right. The virus is not having a specific order.
So there's no katsi here.
There's no katsi, and there's no matir mafaga matir here in the end. Everything is bokazic itself.
Right.
It's like a loop. Yeah. Which is why the virus is not a good
thing.
The virus is not a parallel. You understand that the virus is a poor...
not a parallel issue.
Yeah. Well, it's not only that it's a parallel, it's that it reflects back now on the... Omer of Adabar Abba. The Yoram HaPasim inside, the Yoram HaSavar Ein Akhtar Mitzakel HaSakhtar, the Ein Mephagma Bechatsi Matri, the Shiny Offer, the Parshit Lei Makshava Bekula Mincha. Of here your Makshava has spread its sentiment throughout the Mincha. And therefore, in total, you have an act of people. It's really amazing how this parak has developed. It's so beautiful to see, you know, starting from just the simple end off, the first Mishnah automatically forces you to think in terms of Matir, Mefago, Matir, and Ein Mefago, Bechatzi Matir, and then its relationship, and then it just keeps getting more and more complex until we finally can have both problems answering each other. I love it. Nobody appreciates the art. What's with you guys? All right. Maybe we should actually start first with a course of music appreciation, and then go on.
I agree, this is brilliant.
What's that?
I agree, it's brilliant.
Brilliant, perfect. No, to a Britisher, that's a beautiful statement. So. Tani Tanaka made of Yitzhak Barava. Hikta Komets Lepo Shirayim. This is really weird. A Tana thing over Bryce in front of Yitzhak Barava, which says the opposite of what we know to be true. If you're Maka Komets, to eat the Shirayim Lamokar, the Dibre HaKol Pigel. Everybody holds that's Pigel. Now, we know there's a Beferish omission that says that that's not true. I mean, what do you mean? Everybody holds on the Eflek Pligam. And that's where you have the Makro, because the Rebbe Meir and the Chachamim about whether you can be Mafag with a Chatzi Matir. I mean, what kind of insane statement is that? Ela Ema Ledivre Ako Pasal. Obviously, he didn't mean Pigel. He must have meant everyone agrees that such a thing would be Pasal. So, how do you know that that was a mistake? Maybe his mistake was take out Dibre HaKol. Not take out Pigel and switch it for Pasul. I mean, once you're already messing around with what it says, so Velema HaRei Zeh Pigel for Rebbe Meir here. No, because, I mean, look, people can get confused, but they don't get confused about this central point, do they? I mean, the Tana, Dibre HaKol Asnuya. The word Dibre HaKol was the point that they were stressing over here when they taught this to him. Pigel for Pasul Michlif. Now, you can get confused between the word pigel and the word pasul if you're not concentrating on it, as I just did earlier, as Shmu pointed out. But hare zeh, the divrei hakol, I mean, come on, that's already stretching it. That's lo machlis. Like, people do not get confused between those two things. Hare zeh is the opposite of divrei hakol. Hadran alach hakometz et hamincha. Now I'm going to switch units.
So interesting that it ended with this.
Why don't we wait till we learn it and see what he should have said? So HaKomitza Talat Amincha Lechol Davar She'en Darko Lechol La'akhtir Davar She'en Darko La'akhtir Kasher. Such a case, it would be kosher completely. Now, we actually know this because we had this before. The first parent said this in a Mishnah Beferish, right? That we were medayek. Hol Lechol would be fine. But what's important to us here is the introduction of Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. Rabbi Eliezer posel. So he holds that it's considered over here to be posel midrabbana. And in the previous paragraph we talked about the din of chatizayis, lachoke chatizayis, lahakter chatizayis, right? And over here we're talking about, and that was the diet, when we had a machlokas, I don't know whether that, what the direction of diet should be, if you recall. Was it going to Kulei Alma, or was it a diet according to Rabbi Eliezer? So, le'akol davar shedarko le'akol, la'aktir davar shedarko la'aktir, pochot mikizayit, kasher. If, now, you had in machshava to eat less than a kizayit, so over there, you're kosher. So we don't make a gezerah, we don't say posel. We don't make a gezerah of pokas from the kezayis to kezayis. But we do make a gezerah, apparently, of tovar she'en darko le'achol. At least it says posel, smashmits the rabbon. And we'll discuss that in the Mishnah Gemara. Le'achol kachatizayit, or la'kir kachatizayit, kasher. She'en achila v'akhtara mitztarfin. And in the first prayer, we had a machlokas, whether that was not to like Rebbe Eliezer, because the implications were, if you would go, it's only because it's Achila Vakhtara, but it would have been Achila Zavash Dark Lechol, and Achila Zavash Ain Dark Lechol, it would have been Mitzvah. That would have meant that it's going only a little bit of Rebbe Eliezer. And Abaya said, no, it's going also according to Rabbanan, and that's the wrong diet, and so on. I remember that whole discussion at the end of the first part. Om Rabati, Om Rabbi Yochanan. My taima, the Rebbe Eliezer. Where did Rebbe Eliezer get the idea that you can even have a machshavas pigel on something that is meant for the mizbeach and you're going to eat it yourself, you claim tomorrow, or something that was meant for you and you're going to feed it to the mizbeach, you claim tomorrow, as your machshavas pigel? Well, he gets it from the pasuk on Markra, im heachel yeachel mitzah zevach shlamav. What does heachel yeachel? So heachel yeachel is b'shtei achivot hakatuv medaber. Clearly, it's referring to two different types of consumption. One is achilat adam, and one is achilat mizbeach. Velo mar lecha, kishem shemechashvim b'achilat adam, kach mechashvim b'achilat mizbeach. Now, kishem shemechashvim b'achilat adam la'achilat adam, in the same way that I can have a psul in my mind of achilat adam in terms of what it is that I'm going to eat. I'm eating. What am I going to eat? Something that I'm eating. Achilas Adam. And I could have a machshava of Achilas Mizbeach. What am I going to eat on the Mizbeach? What is the Mizbeach going to eat? Something that's kosher for the Mizbeach. In the same way I can do that, kach mechashvim me'achilat Adam la'achilat Mizbeach u'me'achilat Mizbeach la'achilat Adam. Why? Since instead of calling it Haktara, it calls it Achila, so obviously it's meant to open up the door to recognizing that consumption is consumption, whether it's oxidized by a flame on a Mizbeah or whether it's oxidized in your tummy. But the bottom line is that the idea, not in your tummy, but in yourself, but the bottom line idea is that in the end you ate.
This is what because it says puzzle sounds rebutting, but that is great with puzzle, so it makes it sound right. So
yes, the Gemara will deal with it. So we have one concept, therefore,
of oxidation. Yeah? Sorry? Yeah, of course it's oxidized. In your tummy it's not oxidized. In your cells it's oxidized. That's the way that you get energy, mitochondria. That's the function of mitochondria. So, otherwise you may be a plant. Now, that's possible. You may actually live on carbon. You may live on a carbon reaction, and, you know, you sit in the sun all day and vegetate. But animals... That's your stomach just preparing it for oxidation. That's unimportant. You don't get any energy out of your tummy. At least most people don't. So you get it out of cell function. So now, the Rabbanan. How did the Rabbanan explain this? They argue and they say that Achilas from the Mizbeach is not similar to Achilas Adam. They say, it's very nice. There, I got Tina Rachmana Beloshan Achila, you're right. The Torah does want to teach us something. And that something is the Loshnaki Makasha Beloshan Achila Lemizbeach. The Loshnaki Makasha Beloshan Hakhtora Lemizbeach. First of all, it teaches me that if my Makshavas Pigel is that I am going to have the Mizbeach eat Kutzlizmana. Now you would say if that wouldn't be for this person, what do you mean the Mizbeach eat? Cut the metaphors. If you're going to be feeding the Mizbeach, you have to call the Hakhtar. And otherwise, it's not a Makshavas Pigel. Kamash Malan, eating, feeding, consuming, burning, it's all the same thing. And therefore, it's a Makshavas Pigel. That's lesson number one. It doesn't tell us you can cross-feed. It just tells us you can use the word to eat instead of the word to burn. Inami, and there's another lesson. Teaches us the shear. How did we know the shear of kizayis for haktorah? From here. If I call haktorah eating, and I know that the shiurim of achila is defined by kizayis, I now know that the mizbeach also has to eat a kizayis at a time. So, ma achila be kizayis, af haktorah be kizayis. But, we olam urche, achila de urche, mashal. The word achila means achila of that which is edible to you. So the mizbeach was edible, zemurim. So the other material is the basis. How do you know? But and that's because you're bringing whatever there is. That's true about eating too. If you eat an ant, you don't have a kizayis. Rebbe Eliezer. In kain lichtei rachmona im eachel eachel. Inami im yeachel yeachel. Look, you're right. The first lesson is certainly what you said, that the language is the same in terms of the shear and in terms of the act, that this is an act of haktorah in my machshava to feed. But you're not taking into consideration there's an additional diyuk. If it only meant to say that there are two achilas, and that they're to be compared to each other. It's the same language twice. Im he'achel, he'achel. Or im ye'achel, ye'achel. What does im he'achel, ye'achel? It's to add now an interrelationship between these two different types of achilas. And to tell me that you can substitute one for the other. Shema mina tarte, we now have two limudim. One, that the act is the same, in terms of the shear and in terms of the word. The other, that the object is the same, and that what is edible for the Mizbeach is edible for the human. What's edible for the human is edible for the Mizbeach. What it is that I'm eating, what it is that the Mizbeach is eating. That's Rebbe Eliezer Shita. You can substitute Achila, things that are meant to be eaten by the Mizbeach for the other, and vice versa.
Even though they're not edible.
Even though they're not edible. Edible in the sense of...
Two things
that we start. The tarte is really three because we split the first one into two, but it's both innate in the same thing. That's why it's tarte. Namely, that Akhtora and Achila are similar. So they're similar in shear and they're similar in reference. So if I use the word, I'm using the same word basically. It's a synonym. Sorry? Right. That's right. So can a person. He's just not allowed to. Okay, but the Adam is not allowed to eat the Emurim either, even though the Emurim normally would be kosher. Some of the Emurim, not the fat, not the chela. Okay, but in this case, it's all trade for him. Nonetheless, it gets his plus gets being marva. But if you have a makshava to eat it, it's an act of akivatana. That's what really has a finish. I don't get this. Eat time to really has a mishum ha. If that's the reasoning, then why did the Mishnah say it's possible? It should have said it's penal. It should have said it's chayav karas. Because, I mean, you're claiming that in the pasuk that describes pigol, this is the pasuk. And so on and so forth. So I don't understand. How do you, what, you're going to draw a line somewhere? It's possible or not pigol? Either it's pigol or it's nothing. I mean, then karas dami l'chayav. The chitim or kanami, maybe you'll say, well, yeah, you know, kanami. He is chayav chorus. I mean, come on, man. Atu de'am with mishved Rabbi Yochanan. It's you, yourself, who quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying. And that's what the Mishnah is mashma. That made Rabbi Yochanan shein on his chorus. It's not an issu d'yoraisa that I actually was mafago. It's like an extension in Rabbanan. So what do you bring me a puppet for? Make up your mind. Oh, Marley, I have made up my mind. There's a machlokis tanoim in the shitas of Reb Eliezer as to whether it's pigol or whether it's possible. Now, what I quoted to you was the logic of he who holds, and I'll show you this machlokis in a moment, of he who holds it according to Reb Eliezer. It's the Uriza. Pigol about Yom Ritzel of the Uriza. And that's the pasuk that I just explained to you. The Yachel Yachel. Pigol about Yom Ritzel, the whole thing is the Psil of the Rabbana. How do I know that there's such a machlokis to Tanya? Ashochet tazevak lishtot bidamo lemachar. So he checks now the carbon to drink his blood tomorrow, or lahakter mi b'saro lemachar, or to feed the mizbeach the meat that he's supposed to be eating. So he inverted things, right? Okay, this is the question of basically of our Mishnah. What's the din?
We make Syrian muffins.
Yeah, God help us. So, or lechol mi'emuran lemachar. In all of these cases, kosher. Now that's the sheet of the Chachamim in our Mishnah. Can't be mechash mechilas adam mechilas mizbeah. The Rabbi Eliezer posel. Rabbi Eliezer says it's possible. Fine, that's our Mishnah. Everything so far sounds pretty good. Lahaniach midamo lemachar. How about if you don't have a machshava to eat at all, your machshava, or to feed? Your machshava, you're just going to leave the blood lying around. Right? You're not going to be zorik the dam lamocher. You're not going to be aukel the shout of the dam lamocher. You're going to leave blood over tomorrow.
So what's this blood? Everything that's done with the blood is
well, we'll see. So Rebbe Yehuda posel, and Rebbe Elazar says that afizu Rebbe Eliezer posel v'chachomim machshir. So Rabbi Elazar claims that Rabbi Eliezer would have also said that it's possible in this case, and Rabbi Chachomi would have said that it's kosher. Now, let's just think for a moment about Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda posels this case. What is Rabbi Yehuda's shita in the fundamental question about interrelating Achiyot Adam and Achiyot Mizbeach? So Rabbi Yehuda, leave it in mind. He might not leave it to Rabbonim. Does Rabbi Yehuda agree in that issue, in the first issue raised in the Mishnah, with Rabbanan's approach, that namely, you cannot eat something that's not meant for you, whether you're the Mizbeach or you're the person, then the situation is absurd. Because if Rabbi Yehuda is ready to say like a Rabbanan, that even if you're going to eat tomorrow, or you're going to drink the blood tomorrow, it's going to be kosher, but just to leave the blood is certainly kosher. I mean, it doesn't even resemble people to leave it. So if over there your machshava was just to eat, meaning you're drinking, which is the same as eating, nonetheless, the rabbanan says kosher because it's the wrong thing to eat. So akhila kosher means clearly to leave the blood where it's not even vaguely similar to pigol, isn't it obvious what he's going to hold? That it's kosher. How could Rabbi Yehuda say it's possible? Ella Aliba to Rabbi Eliezer. It's got to be that he was saying, Aliba to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds to drink the blood is actually a echir or is pasul, he would agree also that when it comes to leaving the blood, it would be pasul. Okay. Can we now move to the next piece? It comes on Rebbe Lazar and says, well, Rebbe Eliezer would have said the same thing. Rebbe Eliezer would have said it's pasul, and the Chachamim would say it's kosher. Excuse me? That's what Rebbe Yehuda just said. Rebbe Yehuda was following the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, said that laniach midamol ha'machar pasul. Comes on Rebbe Eliezer and says, yes, I have a very important thing to tell you. According to Rebbe Eliezer, it would be pasul. What, you're going to Barnea war? What do I understand? Why are you repeating it? So obviously, if Rebbe Eliezer is saying something, he's got to be saying something different than what Rebbe Yehuda was also following Rebbe Eliezer Shita was saying. So what was he saying different? Rebbe Eliezer, I know Rebbe Yehuda. Ah, Elalav Kareti Kabeinayu. The difference between Rebbe Yehuda's approach on Libet Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Eliezer's approach on Libet Rebbe Eliezer is in exactly this issue. Is it correct or not? So therefore, the difference is like this. The Tana Kabbatzavar, meaning Rabbi Yehuda holds that Lahaniyach, and only Lahaniyach, is just a puzzle. So what I'm saying is, even though in the original case, the Chachamim were Masha and Rabbi Eliezer was saying it's a Chiyav Koret, when it comes to the case of Lahaniyach, okay, obviously it's not a Chiyav Koret and it's not really Pigel. You weren't going to do anything with it. You're going to leave it lying around. But it's still possible. Comes on Rabbi Eliezer to say, excuse me? In the first case, it was also not Pigel. Afbizu, in this case, he would have said, you're right about what he would have said, but it's in this case he would have said exactly what he said in the first case. And in the first case, he never said it was Karas. He said it was possible. So it boils down to a machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eliezer. In what is the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer, essentially? Is it that it's puzzle because it's similar to Pigel, or is it really a diraita? Therefore, there's a big difference between the case of drinking blood and the case of leaving blood. Drinking blood is diraita, it's a chi of a Pigel. Leaving blood is it's similar to Pigel. So, Mamela, since you had a machshava to do something, you gotta leave the blood tomorrow. If you mean, as Moshe Baruch pointed out, you leave all the blood lying around, so that means you're saying you're not going to do the Zerika. So, in such a case, it's a machshava that's possibly the carbon if you would have carried it out. Okay, so it's similar to Pigel, and therefore, it's also possible. Okay, certainly in that case, you're not going to say that it's a chi of kars. Therefore, getting back to where we are now, go up now, one of your levels of stacking in your computer. So getting back to the issue that we were talking about before, which is, why did you bring a pasuk of im he'achel ye'achel instead of saying it's a drabonah? The pasuk was the way Rabbi Yehuda was learned. And it was an issue of the arisa, and it was chorus in the case of drinking blood, and it was only drabonah when it came to leaving blood. But the drabonah, where you said that I quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying it's drabonah, well, yes, it's drabonah. That was Rabbi Eliezer's sheet, and Rabbi Eliezer. That it's a rabbanim. Therefore, everything is fine and dandy.
Actually, the kodesh is only when he actually eats it. The kodesh is only when it's not only in machshavah.
Every time, throughout quote Masechet Zevachim and Otos, that we use the word karet, we never mean your chayav karet on the machshavah. We always mean that this is a pigel for which, if you ate, you would be chayav chayav karet. There's no difference in the Isser Machshava of Machshava Spiegel Chutz Lizmano, Machshava Spiegel Chutz Lumekomo, Machshava Shalom Lishma V'chatas. It's also the Pasul Kachim, but there's no din of Chiyah.
People as
Pasul
Kachim. Yeah,
no different than any other person.
So leaving the blood actually can never be in Chayav Kodesh, but it's not doing anything.
Well, the same thing is true by being mocked here tomorrow, you're not doing anything. In other words, if you would be mocked here tomorrow, it's sort of, you didn't do the talking properly. Thinking about it is much worse than doing it.
So
Right? Same thing as noser. In other words, if the blood was left, not the blood, sorry, if the butzer was left, it became noser. That wasn't part of the carbon. But if I think about that I'm going to leave it, then it does part of the carbon. And it creates a psul in the carbon, which the actuality doesn't do. The actuality just stops whatever it does.
You have to think, or you have to
say.
Say.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so according to Rashi, it doesn't definitely. So my work is not
understood. But how do you run about the whole issue?
Okay.
That's where the poor ball of Corbin that he doesn't know he's high. It's time for it. He didn't know.
If the Cohen said it, he also wouldn't know it. No, the guy who made the people is the guy who isn't the guy of cards, we just said.
Well, that's kind of little...
No, it's not.
That's my question, pardon me, yes. My question...
Yes, but it's not what I thought. It's always what I thought. This time it's what my question is.
Let me clarify. Who's the guy of cards?
The eater. You're now going to explain what who means?
No.
I thought we reached the ultimate. Now we're going to talk about who.
No,
the guy who eats.
The moral is you're going to touch the soul.
Repeat it.
The guy who eats the korban, mifuga, then well.
Right.
Even though he didn't make it to
right.
Even though he can have no idea what
to eat. Exactly.
He's the one who's higher.
Exactly. Right.
Isn't that thinking?
Not
fair.
I'm sorry, I was
the wrong. Exactly as the guy who eats chalet, who didn't know it was chalet. He ate pigo. Is there any essential difference between pigo and chalet in your mind? There's two pieces of fat in front of them. One is chalet, one is shuman. And he ate the chalet.
Okay.
No, brain fail, bring a carbon to be
that,
possible.
That
would have why is that? You have something, you feel that morally that Caleb is different than Tego.
There seems to be something bothering
me. Good. At least you aren't trying to explain it. That's important. We're getting close. Listen! The cover of this week's Time magazine talks about meditation. This would be an excellent thing to take up. I didn't want to say that part.